back to the Sneaker Podcast. I'm Mike D alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What's up, Chris?
What up?
And I think we're both really excited about who's at the table with us today. One of my favorite people to have on the podcast, personally, I think Chris, he might say the same. One of our good friends, Mr. Sean Collard, co-founder of the OG Support Group. What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, we love having you here, man. You're like a big encyclopedia of Jordan and Nike and everything going on.
Oh boy, here we go with the expectations. The expectations are happening again.
The expectations. Well, we expect a lot from you, Sean. We expect a lot.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me back on.
Yeah, so, no worries, man. We got to ask you before we start, what'd you wear on feet today?
Because of all the things that happened on the on Thursday night with all the threes being plastered all over the Instagram, I wore my 2007 Fire Red threes today.
Ooh,
they're beaten, so I don't usually wear Jordans in the snow or the ice or the slush or anything. I usually wear boots, but for a special occasion like this,
It's paint cracking.
It's just the paint chipping. Yeah, for sure. It's the paint.
That's all it is. Everything else looked really good when you walked in.
Yeah, and I've worn them quite a few times, so how many times I've worn them, they look pretty good. Yeah, but the paint cracking drives me
crazy.
That's
what I had. I had a pair a while back, and I traded a pair of Roshi Run.
Okay.
For them,
really
straight up because
really?
My
wow.
friend had them, and he was like, "This looks disgusting because of the midsole."
Yeah.
So he shipped, and he was heavy into Roshi Run for some reason, and I was like, "All right." He goes, "Do you want these?" Just give me a pair of Roshi Run. I'm like, fine.
Wow.
So and I found like a sale. So Roshi Runs were $70 at the time. Boom, he sent me those. And I paid someone, I think, $30 to just repaint the midsole.
Nice. Yeah. That's an easy fix for sure.
I showed him pictures and I felt the regret through the text message, you know? So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's he definitely awesome. Lost out on that one.
Definitely. Yeah. But then I sold him.
Oh,
I got rid of all of them.
I heard the stories.
Yeah, we got all the stories. Chris has all the stories. But maybe we could talk about why we have Sean on the podcast, because a lot's gone down. Last Thursday, of course, in LA, there was an event, a Jordan event called the Future of Flight, where they really showed everyone what's to come in the next couple months, which I think everyone got super excited with this.
Well, the whole thing, I think it was Thursday night. On social media, all the pictures came out from the people that were attending the event. So it was like picture after picture of like sneakers on podiums and whatnot. And I don't know if they did a big reveal. I think it was more confirmation of what was going to release in the upcoming month. And I was at home and I was looking at all this. And right away, I texted Sean. I go, hey, man. Did you see that? Did you see what's going on? Like,
did I
exclamation
see?
Point! Exclamation point! Exclamation.
And I think I texted back. Have you seen my Instagram page? Because I'm filtering everything through my Instagram page as well.
Yeah, Sean's last, I think, four or five picks were all about the event.
Yeah,
and we are actually Saturday, right?
Yes.
So this all happened 2 days ago. I texted Sean. I said, "Do you want? We need to talk about this. Like, we need to." Set up a quick episode just to like reactionary type of episode.
Get your opinion on everything that's going down. And
while it's still fresh.
Yeah. You know? Thoughts and feelings.
While we're still reeling from all the information.
Okay. So we know that in the next couple months, Jordan Brand's going very Jordan 3 heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Out of which models that are coming out, let's list them first.
Okay.
So the listeners know what is to come, and maybe after we can give our reactions on how we feel about each sneaker.
Perfect.
So let's start with let's go with the Black Cement, because I think everyone's looking forward to Black Cement.
Yeah, that's the most anticipated one, I think. Yeah.
Black Cement
is not chronological.
Exactly.
We're just
listing
them
off. Exactly. So Black Cement's releasing February 17th.
Yep.
I think everyone's going crazy about this. We've talked about it on the podcast before. They're releasing with the Nike Air on the back, which is going to be crazy. And I think a lot of OG heads, maybe like yourself, Sean, looking to cop that Nike Air.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I think we can agree that everyone wants a pair.
Yes.
Let's gauge it by how many pairs you hope to grab.
I would love to have at least two.
Two.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But I don't even know if I'll be able to afford it, because right in, you know, in Canada,
it's pretty crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy month. Yeah.
I mean, even though they reduced the price this year in Canada and in the States, I think the States is $200 and here it's going to be $265.
$265.
But that's taxes. After tax, the crazy tax up here is
$300 almost.
Yeah. So it's, I'm going to probably stick to one pair.
one, but like in a
perfect world.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
Two would be amazing. Yeah, yeah. On Facebook groups and such, everyone's calling out, I need at least three pairs.
Wow. I've seen that. Yeah. Right? Minimum three. Yeah, minimum exactly. Three. Yeah.
That's a lot of cheese to drop.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. What else? What else? Yeah. We have the white cement three, which is also called the free throw line.
88
right?
Dunk contest.
The dunk contest.
88 dunk contest. Yeah.
So do we want to review this, right? Not review
let's list them all.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll go get into it later.
Okay. Right. So we also have the Tinker Hatfield, or that's also called the first sketch, I believe.
It's
the
sketch.
Original
yeah.
sketch.
It's, okay.
It's, yeah, it was one of his sketches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's coming out March 24th. We have something that we've never seen before, a Flyknit Jordan 3.
Flyknit Jordan 3.
Really yep. cool. That's releasing March 18th. What else is going on? That's just the threes.
Yeah. That's just the threes.
That's
there's
just the threes.
Three pair of eights coming out.
Yeah, we got OVOs. There's a black pair. There's a white pair. And there's also a women's pair that's coming out February 14th called the Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. which they're all red. All red shoes always do very well, I'd like to say.
I think so.
Ever since that whole Red October yeah. like thing went through with the Yeezys.
And the Toros and all those things.
Yeah,
yeah
Toros too.
Yeah, yeah.
What I think does well is when they don't announce it too early mm-hmm. in advance and to just release them.
Yeah.
It does really well because
absolutely. You don't want to give people too much time to like
yes.
look at it and analyze it and,
what
and
was
kill
it,
in their
the Jordan
minds.
11 win like
96
that I think Melo was wearing a pair a long time ago, it's, maybe Suede or of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was similar to that.
Yeah. yeah. It did better when Melo
yeah.
leaked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think that the hype kind of died down towards the release of those.
And if this Jordan 8 Valentine's Day is released in extended sizing, like they've been doing with, let's mm-hmm. say, the season of her Jordan 1,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I think it goes up to like 10.5 maybe.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's too small
doesn't
for me.
Know how
I'm out,
to
I'm out of that game. No,
actually, it might help you because that's one less thing you can
exactly,
buy.
Exactly. Yeah, I can scratch that off any list. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Mike, you can fit that.
Oh, I can for sure. So. And speaking about Jordan 1s, we also have the Bread Toe 1 releasing February 23rd. I think a lot of people are looking forward to this just because the leather looks insane.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. know, from the pictures that we've seen, and also Off-White Jordan 1. We've seen the Chicago colorway. This is like literally an off-white version.
Yep.
It's white, but just a little bit creamy at the yeah. same time. That's releasing February 27th, and apparently it's going to be European exclusive.
Yes, oh. yes.
So
yes,
that'll
yes,
be different.
Okay, so maybe we could... I know that like, the Bread Toe 1 is releasing within that time frame, but it was not featured at the event?
I think
not,
it was.
Yeah.
It, was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, you I saw, okay. did see it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. It's there.
Everyone's
yeah.
going after the hype yeah. stuff, all the threes and stuff.
They're I know. Like, I actually want. I ones. Want those black and red toe ones.
Oh, he's excuse oh, yeah. our faux pas.
He won't say bread.
No, you're free to use bread as much as
yeah.
you want.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah. No, but I actually do want them because it's the first time we've seen like the ones that Michael Jordan wore. The black toe ones
yeah.
had a black tongue. Okay. So we haven't seen a retro of that since 2007, which mm-hmm. was the DM, no, so the Old Love, New Love pack,
yes.
right? So these ones actually have the black tongue. The only thing difference is they have the red on the toe
cap.
The toe cap
area. Okay.
Easy paint job, though, so it's I'm looking to maybe do that.
All Ooh. These are like, what do you call it? The sport, was this sport blue one?
The,
no, what
Game
do you call
Royal?
It?
Game Royal.
Sorry, guys. Everyone's calling that. Like the poor man's version of the fragment.
Yeah. Fragments,
like,
yeah.
Here come the custom.
Exactly. That's an easy custom too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
a little black paint on there, you're good.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so let's get into the run of threes. I don't know if we need to speak about the off-white so much. I think there's enough hype around mm-hmm. surrounding the off-white.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about off-whites since the beginning of the
year
because of all
the
other releases.
I think the last time I was on, we talked a little about
so
those
let's
off-whites.
So let's just leave that aside. We'll just get into the threes and go with run with that. I think there's plenty to talk about. This is a really quick episode just so that we just
so
hit
we
you.
Touch the surface.
Yeah,
just brush the surface. So maybe we could talk about why the Jordan 3 is such a huge shoe for Jordan Brand and why it's such a huge shoe. So I believe after your favorite model of Jordan, the Jordan 2, Jordan's contract was up with Nike.
Yeah.
And he was shopping around and stuff like that. And then Nike hired Tinker Hatfield to try to design a new shoe. and he came up with the Jordan 3.
I think Tinkerer was always there, but he was working for Nike for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he Jordan was going to leave. Like the thing was,
he was ready.
Can't convince me to go. Convince me to say I'm gone.
Exactly.
And then Tinker came in and really presented to him with basically something that he couldn't refuse. Like he got him involved in, like, 'cause he had interviewed MJ on like what kind of materials he liked and what kind of different animals he liked, mm-hmm. like all these kinds of weird questions you wouldn't even think to ask. So he brought out Michael Jordan said he wanted to have a shoe that could break in. He didn't even break any time, no break in time whatsoever. So he found a leather that was tumbled and that could be, you could wear it right out of the box and it would be comfortable.
It was lighter.
It was lighter.
Yeah.
He talked about animal prints. He found the elephant print skin. You know, that's obviously famous for the threes. And so all that stuff, like, really drew. He's like, show me more. Apparently Michael Jordan was like, show me more.
Yeah.
And then what Tinker also did is he already designed the entire apparel collection and brought out models during the meeting and said, now here's your apparel that you could wear. And it was like, Michael's like, okay, I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign me back in.
Now, I also heard that when Michael was going into this meeting with Tinker and Nike, and I heard he was like 3 hours late for this meeting.
Yeah.
And his
golfing.
Parents were there.
He was golfing. Yeah. Yeah.
So his parents showed up to the meeting.
I think in his mind, he was like, I'm going.
I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, I think it was Adidas he wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Because that was his first love before Nike signed him.
Yeah.
And he was kind of blowing off the meeting, I think, and then walked in and then
had
the
his mind blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably had some money on that golf game.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah. He didn't. I don't think he does anything for it without money involved.
That's it. The Jordan 3, also very known for the first appearance of the Jumpman on the tongue, which is huge.
Huge.
Like the Jordan Jumpman, you're wearing one right now. I'm wearing one right now. Yeah. It's just become iconic, known for Jordan brand.
Yeah.
So to have this as the first shoe to come out with a Jumpman, it was game changer.
Oh, for sure. And the whole thing is the 30th anniversary of the Jumpman being of the threes, of the 88 dunk contest, of the All-Star game. So that's why obviously we're seeing all these threes coming into the launching next month.
Okay, so let's break down every Jordan 3 that's gonna featured. Let's go with the Flyknit first, because I think it's the newer or the most unexpected one. Initial thoughts?
You know what? Well, the Flyknit ones that came out this year, or last year, I guess now, they grew on me over the time. I never got a pair, but I thought, I could see myself wearing a pair for sure. But I already have like the regular leather ones. So I figured I'm not going
to,
if I'm going
to
spend my money, it's going to be on something else. But my initial thought was I don't want a Flyknit 3. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And then I kept looking at the pictures over the last couple of days. I'm like, no,
really,
that's actually
analyzing.
Pretty nice. I like they're all black too. So I like that idea.
That's my point. I think the way everyone that was on the fence with the Jordan 1 Flyknit series, with the Jordan 3, they picked the right color Flyknit.
Yeah.
It's like anthracite-ish.
It's like a charcoal-ish.
Yeah.
They didn't try to go with an original colorway like they did with the ones. It's that this all black.
This is brand new.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where
so I liked it.
From far, it looks like an ultra tumbled leather.
It does. It does. It looks luxurious for some reason.
Exactly.
It's just Flyknit. Yeah. It's interesting.
And I think the outsole's tealish, or
it looks like it might be glow in the dark, actually.
Okay, maybe that's what the picture is.
Kind of like
about.
The cause.
Yeah, when
thing-ish.
I was looking at it, it was like a translucent dark gray, almost like what was on the Wolf Gray 3s.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm actually think I'm gonna get a pair if I can at some
very
point.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I am not getting a pair. I would not get a pair. I'm considering what all the other pairs that are coming out that month. This would be the last one I would get.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I agree. That it would be last on my list, but I think if they stick around and they're eventually reduced at some point, I would definitely pick them up.
Well, in just looking at the Jordan 1 Flyknit, although some people really love it and they got it once it released, you have pairs now that are slightly discounted at some stores, which is great because if you are on the fence and you get it at a reduced price,
right,
then it's like a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Right. Just add like another Jordan 1 black red
collection. Yeah,
exactly. Why not?
You know? You can say whatever you want, Chris. No, but it's, I the only thing is, I don't know if they're like, they've been talking about really reducing the number of pairs that they're releasing this year, right? So I don't know if that they're going to be playing around with that game too. So who knows what'll happen? But like you said, I'm the same. If that's the last on my list, I'd like to get a pair. But if I don't, I'm okay with that too.
I think they did a really good job on the like where the elephant print would usually be on a regular three. I think they did a good job of incorporating the elephant print into the Flyknit, because you could still see it a little bit, right? Yeah. And the way they molded everything, I think they did a great job.
Yeah, good
the
point.
Upper looks fantastic, and how they got to do that and make it look so authentic towards a regular three and it being Flyknit, it's blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm really liking them a lot.
All right. What's next? Move on to the next one.
Let's do the white cement.
Yeah, white cement.
You know, or the free throw line. Dunk 88.
So this is a white cement three, but it's got some differences to it than the original one. Sean, maybe you could tell us what is different between this one and the ones that have released in the past.
Right. Well, obviously these have the clear outsole.
Yep.
And
for good reason.
Exactly. And commemorating the whole thing is that they're commemorating the 88 dunk contest. And then there's a red line across the left shoe, which is where supposedly Michael Jordan's foot hit the line when he jumped from the free throw line. The reality is his foot actually hit on the heel of his shoe. Like it would have been the heel.
Yeah.
But I guess that wouldn't have looked really cool on the retro. And then, and then they also behind the tongue they have
No, the OG guy would say that. That's perfect.
Yeah. And
that's why we have you here.
Well, I appreciate that. There's all this useless knowledge is stuck in my head.
No, it's good.
And I actually have the 88 All-Star game still on VHS that I've posted recently on my Instagram page, and I watch it like at least once a year. I make a point to watch it, usually around All-Star game time.
You have a VHS to IG converter.
I actually do. Exactly. So
straight in your phone.
Yeah, exactly. So this was a big one for me. The 88 All-Star Game and Dunk Contest was a huge one. As much as the twos were my all-time favorite, it was mostly because I couldn't get them when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
This is like a huge one for me because they were really the first real Air Jordan. I say real Air Jordan I had, but because I had the AJKOs when they released in 85, 86. But they were like, I think I told you guys last time, they were like canvas, and they were, I didn't feel like a real Jordan to me. This was like the first real leather, like real Air Jordan legacy model that I ever had. So, and then the 88 dunk contest and the whole thing was, the whole Chicago Stadium thing was amazing. So
the picture
is a big one. Yeah, exactly. It's an iconic picture, right?
Yeah.
And then the Jumpman logo, like you said before.
Yeah.
So getting back to those white cement threes that are going to be releasing, it's commemorating the 88 dunk contest. And there's actually this Michael Jordan score from the final round of the dunk contest against Dominique Wilkins. That final round is 147.
It's on the
behind
the
tongue. It says 147. Yeah.
Rigged.
Don't get me started.
I'm a huge Dominique fan.
Good for Dominique. And him and his three dunk, his three windmills, I'm sure would have won any other dunk contest. But
it did. 1990.
Yeah, exactly.
The year after. I'm just gonna seal it. Windmill.
Yeah. Windmill. Windmill. Windmill.
Wow.
Yeah.
But to speak of your point where it's actually the heel that touched the line.
Yeah.
When I was looking at it, the picture, and when they explained that the red line was where his foot landed, that's when I went, oh, so smart.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Yeah. That's because I wasn't on board with the translucent.
Same
console.
Here.
They didn't really explain it at first. It was just translucent. That's all you saw.
Exactly. And we've seen those, I don't know if the prototype or samples from years ago. And I thought, no, I hated those when I first saw those. So I thought, if this is what it's going to be like, I'm like, no way.
No.
And then I saw the red line. And I was like, oh my God, I need
them. They're so smart.
I need them.
These guys.
They set the hook right there.
But then I went back and then I started doing the thing that you did where you're like, no, actually it was the heel that hit. Then I'm like, there's no way he stepped on the line so perpendicularly so that it's like a straight, it should be crooked or whatnot.
So it goes back to our point of maybe revealing things a little bit too early so we don't have, we have time to analyze and overanalyze, And I got called out on my Instagram page too by several people, but about being, you're falling for the Jordan brand trap. You're seeing these little gimmicks they're putting on the shoes and you're supposed to be this OG guy. And I'm like, listen, I had the OGs in 88. I dunked for the first time in my OGs in 88. I have the 94 retros. I have three pairs of the 2003 retros. I'm good with the regular white cement threes.
He's bragging
and
now.
I'm not bragging.
I'm kidding.
The point I'm making is that I've been through it all, and I like this commemorative aspect of these ones that are releasing.
It just adds a little more to the
shoe. I'm allowed to like what I like, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It just adds that much more.
What percentage of people are like, are like cursing out Jordan Brand for using a gimmick.
You'd be surprised.
Come on,
you'd be surprised. Yeah, I mean, I hear it all.
That's all the only people you're hearing.
No, you're right.
You're saying, you know,
it's, like, I mean, those five people aren't the only people.
Like, there's like all the people that love it.
Yeah.
Look, I texted you because of that red
no,
line.
No, for sure, for sure.
Okay?
No, for
so
sure.
That's what happens. Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine they're trolling everyone though? Like, Jordan Brand puts this out, the sample, mm-hmm. at the event. Everyone looks at it. Hey, the OGs say, hey, it should be a little bit further on the heel.
Right.
And then when they release, it's further back.
Oh. I don't think it would look good on the...
It could
I
happen.
I like your theory, but...
It could happen. The funny thing is, like, while you're wearing those, no one's going to ever see that red line.
Yeah. Exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Until you pull the Calvin shot and
exactly.
lift up the back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's move on from that one. Let's move on to something that has really become iconic. Black Cement 3.
Yep. Yeah.
So... Who wants to go first? I don't own a pair. Chris, you've been on that Black Cement 3 grind for the past few weeks.
Yeah. I just want to... So how long, Sean, have you been waiting for the Nike Air to come back?
On those specific ones?
Yeah.
Well, since 2001. I have the 2001
and,
retros. Yeah.
But like when? How important is it that it's Nike Air instead of
Jordan? Oh, for me,
Jumpman?
That's what I grew up with. It was always Nike Air on the back.
So let's flip it. When it was Jumpman, mm-hmm. the pair with the Jumpman on the back, did you have like issues with it? Did you like, they're shortchanging me on this one?
Initially, yes.
Yeah.
And then I got used to it over the years. And I always longed for it to come back. But initially, for sure, when I first, the first original colorway that had featured the Jumpman instead of the Nike Air was the True Blues in 2003, mm-hmm. 2001, sorry. And that really, I can remember being on the forums back in the day, and there was like, everybody was upset about that. Mm-hmm. And me as well. But you know what? We just come to learn that it is what it is. That's what Jordan Brand's going with. And so it was still that iconic colorway. The elephant print's still there, you know, so it's, you got used to it. But to see it come back is amazing. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
And do you, like, let's say, to be honest, right? The back heel mm-hmm. of the shoe is maybe what? 20% of the shoe, mm-hmm. like it, from any other view of the sneaker, you wouldn't be able to tell,
right?
Like to like the non-expert eye that this is Nike Air or this is Jumpman on the back. And don't you, the fact that Jordan eventually, see, I see it as, okay, Jordan became their own entity mm-hmm. when they removed the Nike Air from the shoes.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And he basically became like, well, this to me is more of an iconic milestone than bringing back the Nike Air.
Hmm.
I see what your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, and I actually agree with your point.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's all about what I experienced as a kid.
Okay.
So, and what I saw Michael Jordan wearing as a teenager, when I was a teenager. So when I saw him in the 88 All-Star game, he was wearing the Black Cement 3s with Nike Air in the back. And that's, for me, that's the image I'll always see. So when they came out with the Jumpman on the heel, it's like, well, that's not what Michael Jordan had on his feet. So
yeah,
but I totally get, it's true. It did branch them away from the Nike umbrella a little bit. But for me, it's about my memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel mm-hmm. like that kind of diminished the value having a Jumpman on the back?
A little bit, yeah. For me, initially, I was really, it really bothered me.
Yeah.
I obviously faded over the years. I have many pairs of threes with Jumpman on the heel. I'm perfectly fine with them. I wore a pair today here, mm-hmm. right? So,
yeah.
I'm fine with it. But it did make me feel like they're not what I wanted. Yeah.
You promised.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you must be over the moon with them releasing the Black Cement like it should be.
Yeah.
Original. Nike Air, everything. They didn't change anything to make it, you know, kind of stand out a little bit more like they did with the white cements.
They did. There are mistakes, though.
Okay. Let's
do tell.
Mistakes. Yeah. Let's hear them.
Yeah. So as much as I'm thrilled that the Nike Air is back, and they really did a great job, it seems, obviously I'll never know until they're actually in my hand,
yeah.
but just from looking at the pictures I've seen, even on the pictures that I saw on Thursday night, that elephant print around the toe
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Too high.
It's way too high.
Yeah.
And it's still way too high. And that was the issue with the two True Blue 3s that came out last year. And everybody, or no, I guess 2016 now, but, and everybody complained about it. So it's like, it's okay, you had a whole year and a bit to get that straightened out, and it's exactly the same as it was in 2016.
Well, they use the same mold.
Exactly.
Right.
But you can't fix that though. You can't fix
that's
the
more money.
My guy, you're stop talking sense to me now, Chris.
You make no sense. This is my heart. We're
talking about emotions.
Talking with emotions.
So yeah, that's my only gripe. I'd have to say I don't even mind. The shape is fine to me. The leather looks better than it did on the 2016s, as far as I could tell.
Looks pretty good.
Still looks a little plasticky, but it's at least a bit more tumbled looking than the 2016 Tribute Series.
Yeah.
But like it's you said, just that elephant print on the toe.
Yeah, you won't know until you have it in your hand.
Won't know, exactly. And some pictures will look better than others, so like it's also could be great in hand, could be crap.
And with this type of release too, if you're gonna get a pair, it's like you gotta grab them and go right away.
Exactly.
It's like you can't take them out of the box. Yeah. Look at them.
No. You're buying them. You're not. Yeah. There's no trying on or.
Then you get home and either regret it or really happy.
The if you have any like if you're unsure and you're not certain whether you should get a pair or not, just look at a picture of the back tab. Any photo of the back tab is the convincer.
Oh, that's why I remember. Oh, I remember why I wanted it now.
Yes.
No, I'm definitely excited to get them for sure.
All right, should we move on to the next one?
Yes.
Let's move on.
I think for me, this is, aside from that red line on the white cement 3,
right.
The Tinker is also something that really made me, I got to text Sean and get his opinion about this. But I also didn't want to get your opinion yet because I figured we'd do something like this, this little episode.
Save it for the pod.
Yeah. So, to a purist, what does this represent? The Tinker Jordan.
And my initial reaction when I first saw the picture was like, what the hell is that swoosh thing?
Yeah.
Then my brain's like, oh, wait a minute. There was a sketch. Mm-hmm. His initial sketch there, he was trying to figure out the branding. Tinker was trying to figure out the branding, what branding to put on the Air Jordan 3. And so then I posted today on the OG Support Group page the original sketch. And so for me, that was in Tinker's brain at some point. So I love it now. I love to see. Now, it looks a little odd, obviously, the swoosh on a Jordan 3. But I love the idea behind that. It was in his initial thoughts of, like, how are we going to figure out this branding? What kind of branding? And then there was the swoosh. And there's Nike written on the
medial
side. Except I think on the original sketch, it was actually, there were two different, like, one had the swoosh and one had Nike. It wasn't on the inside, on the medial side.
It was either or,
exactly. And they put both on this retro coming out.
So I'm very conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me uneasy.
Like you want to
like
it?
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like you want to like it, but...
No. It's like I look at it and I go, no, this is wrong.
Yeah.
This is wrong, but then it's also like I keep looking at it. Mm-hmm. And... I don't know what it is. It makes me so uncomfortable. The swoosh really breaks the flow of the shoe.
For sure, it's true.
Even though like the swoosh is very like an organic logo, like it flips up and whatnot, it breaks the shoe.
Yeah.
So it just stops me, and then I look at it, and then I start deconstructing the shoe. Like even the color of the Nike Air on the back.
Yeah, the red tab.
Which was red.
Yeah.
So everything makes me very uncomfortable.
That some might say that's a good thing, Chris.
I think so. Yeah. Mike, I don't know.
So my thoughts on this shoe. Okay, so the first time I saw it, just like you, what the hell are they thinking with the swoosh? Mm. I didn't get it because I didn't know the story first.
Right.
But then I find out, it's Tinker's first sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start to appreciate it more like, hey, this is what came first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this came before the black cement, before the white cement.
Yep.
But it never really came to fruition.
Right.
You know, so it was always up in his mind, but never really made the cut.
Right.
Which is really cool. And I think the embroidery, I like how on the lateral side you have the swoosh and the medial side doesn't have a swoosh. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
And to have the embroidered Nike on the medial side is kind of cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they could have went with a different color on the embroidery because right now it's like a silvery gray.
Yeah.
Looking.
Yeah.
It could have been cool if it was black, just like the swoosh.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So
too.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do you guys want, would you want every pair?
In a perfect world? Yes.
No, like let's say
of the threes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, all four.
Absolutely.
Let's do a little thing where I'm going to, you have 100% chance to get these sneakers, mm-hmm. okay?
Ooh.
But you have to assign a percentage to each shoe. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah. if you...
No
if
one
you,
informed me to be math today.
If you where's do my calculator? Not want the Flyknit one, then you assign 5% chance of getting it.
Okay.
But low. If you, you know, so like, okay. I don't know. You want to break it down? Do you have an idea of like... how much you want a specific cue or whatnot?
I could go first.
Go ahead. I might surprise you with my answer.
Okay. Okay. Black cement is going to be 40% for me.
Okay.
Black cement will have Flyknit being 10%. Let's go 25 on Tinker, 25 on white cement.
Oh, okay. Pretty good distribution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going with. Sean, you're up.
I'm going to go 60% white cement.
Whoa.
Okay. Yes.
Only because I have the 2001s. I'd like to be able to wear a pair because mm-hmm. I have a pair from with the Jumpman on the back from the Countdown pack, but I really love the idea of that commemorating the dunk contest. So yeah, I really want those. Unfortunately, they'll be I'm going to get off the track here, but unfortunately apparently they're going to be like impossible to get. Like really impossible to get.
Okay.
So those 70%, I want those. I'm going to say, so how many do we have left? We have the
30% left.
Yeah, I know 30% left. I'm trying how many pairs are left. There's the
black cement, the Tinker.
Yeah. Black cement. I'm going to say 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the
saw
other
that
two,
coming.
Five.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Surprising with the white cement, but I can see what you mean there.
Yeah. I'm going, I'll give, let's see. Let's divide this up easily. Let's do 64% Tinker.
Ooh.
64% precisely.
Tinker. And let's do...
carry the two.
15% on the black cement, 15% on the white cement, and 6% for the Flyknit.
Wow. Okay.
Six. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, thank God we only have even numbers here.
Yeah. It's, I'm in my mind, the Flyknit might sit. You might get a chance to pick it up later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On sale?
I have the black cement. I know it has Jumpman on it. For me, like I'm already wearing my black cement a lot. If I get the one with the Nike Air, I know it's going to sit in my closet. Mm-hmm. So might as well grab something that I'll possibly break out. And then the white cement, although very cool, as I mentioned, no one's going to notice until they see the bottom of my shoe.
So for you, it's all about people noticing.
It's all about visuals for me. So visually, when I first saw the translucent sole of the white cement, I was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
So on my dailies... that's all I'll see. I'll never see the white cement.
That's true.
The red stripe myself. Yeah. So I'll always be like, I need to know to like it.
Yeah.
While the Tinker, like you said, it might be a good thing that it makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
So let's just jump right in.
I can see you staring at your shoe. Like, what have I got on my feet?
Why is that?
I still don't know why the swoosh is there.
Why is the left one burning? No. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So that's all the threes.
Mm-hmm. That's all the threes.
That were debuted at... the future flight.
Yeah. I think we're good. I think this episode is good just talking about the threes.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. Are you an OV? I know we spoke about collabos or like.
Yeah. I'm not a big collab fan, but I do have the OVO 10s because I had the opportunity to get them at the Jordan store event in May. You guys can talk. We can talk about it if you want, but I'm not a huge OVO guy.
I'm not a huge 8 guy.
We can leave that for another discussion.
Okay.
There's plenty of time. But like in terms of the Jordan 3s, I think it's a great lineup. I think it's very smart on their part to like hit everyone within this time frame, February, March with all these sneakers.
Yeah.
Why do you think they decided on these four pairs? Like why four pairs? Why not just the white cement and the black cement and keep the others for another time of the year? You know, why do you
think they're trying to make money? I think
what if they spread it out? And because like not everyone's got like all this money to spend on four pairs,
right? Yeah, true.
That's a lot of cash.
Or do you think maybe they anticipate people everyone trying to grab like the black cement, white cement,
whatever they can. Yeah.
And if they strike out, well, let me at least get the tinker.
Here's
at least
my
get
consolation
the
prize. Yeah, it could be. It could be. Yeah, I maybe they just, and I guess when's the tinkers are March, right?
March 24th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, I think they could have been. They should, in my mind, they should go back to just releasing like a handful of retros a year. Like really go back to like the way it was. And when the threes originally released in '88, there was only four colorways.
Yeah,
right. White cement, black cements came out first in February, and then there was the true blues, and then I think August, and then the fire reds came out in the fall, and so. That's it. Like that, for me, like you build the anticipation. Obviously, they're wanting to sell as much product as they can, but they're talking about how they're whatever's jumping over the Jumpman these days. the Adidas is jumping over the Jumpman and all that stuff, and they want to gain some market share back. But you're releasing like every weekend. There's like
there's
so many releases. It's like you gotta pace yourself, man. To build the hype, you gotta have
build
some
the hype.
Anticipation. Because literally, I think we talked about this last time too. But literally, when a release happens on a Saturday, by Saturday afternoon, Saturday.
Get ready.
This is coming out. It's like, well, I can't even enjoy what I've just purchased because I'm looking at next week's schedule already. So, I think if they reduced. Like the number of retros they released a year, I think might help, with that whole hype thing and all that stuff they're trying to bring back. But hold on. This Thursday night, let me reel that back in a second because this Thursday night had me like jumping off my couch.
Mm. Yeah.
So this, whatever they did here, was amazing. This whole launch of, or just kind of filtering stuff through social media and all these,
I think maybe also like the inclusion of, let's say I'm talking about the Flyknit 3, like it's the lesser of all shoes, but it isn't. It is very nice.
Yeah.
But just compared to what else might be releasing, it's just like, well, let me focus on the others first. The inclusion of the Flyknit 3 into this feature event that they had is to maybe create like a spectrum. You can't just have everything be like 100%. I'm blowing my mind. Like this has to be like, okay, I like this. I like this, and then boom, I really love this. Like it has to have up and downs to make sense in someone's mind.
Exactly. And I love those. And those are kind of cool too. I like kind of like what they're doing at that. They kind of get all your
so it feeds off the hype of all the other sneakers. Yeah,
true. I think this is a big with Flyknit 3 is like a hey, look what we can do kind of deal.
Oh, okay.
You know,
could be.
Hey. We give you a modern take on a retro shoe.
Yeah.
Look how cool we can make it. We could do it. Yo, if they come out with a Flyknit 4, that would be very nice in my opinion.
I think so, yeah.
Are they going to make the
with the wings
the
and stuff, make that?
Oh, the net,
They have
the
to
netting.
Put the net.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very...
Well, they probably wouldn't put the netting. They'll just use the panel. Oh, yeah.
They'll either put a panel or just some extra Flyknit that has more
vents
in it.
Denim?
Yeah. Oh, please, no more denim.
But it'd be really cool if they did a Jordan 4 in Flyknit, my opinion, personally.
I think it'd be cool.
I think it'd be really cool.
It could be cool.
I'd have to see it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. With all these threes, I do not, like, because you mentioned that there's all these releases coming out, I'm a victim of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am actually... not anticipating grabbing any of the threes.
Oh, wow.
Even though I really want to.
Yeah.
My plan would be more towards grabbing the Jordan 1 top three, like with the gold which
one.
Was actually at the event
the
as
event?
Well.
Yeah.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Well,
yeah.
We just forgot to mention it.
Right.
That to me for that month is the shoe to get.
Ah.
So I'm planning according to not having, everything at my disposal, so that's where I'd be concentrating all my power,
your energy.
Yeah,
it's good. It's a very nice shoe.
Yeah.
That patent leather is fantastic.
Yeah,
looks really really nice.
And I'm only anticipating getting the black cement threes. I think.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to get them. I don't know. Like I said, if they're talking about reducing numbers of releases, like how many players they're releasing. I don't know how difficult they'll be to get. So, but I think those of all of the ones we're talking about, those will probably be the easiest.
So much for the percentage, huh?
The percentage is gone. Yeah.
Okay, so
told you math, not my strong suit.
I put in front of you, Sean,
yeah.
The white cement and the black cement.
Yeah.
Pick
one.
The white.
White.
Oh, I told you, it's 70%.
Okay. So why would you just put all your energy on that? I get
because
what you're saying.
I'm telling you, I'm going probabilities in my mind. Yes.
All right.
You're going the most.
I'm not one to go to the reseller market, and because those would be the crazy. What I'm hearing, like it's like people at Jordan Brand are like worried they might not get a pair, like that kind of.
Really?
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah, those kinds of crazy things. Yeah. So.
Well, I like to hear that.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of all the threes, I think this is a great way for Jordan Brand to bring back the three because, you know, it kind of left for a little bit and they said, we're not going to make any more for at least two years or
yeah.
something like
yeah.
that. So for them to come back with these four and what released before this? I think
True
the last
Blue
one was True Blue Threes
and,
with the Nike Air. But even
Cyber
that,
Mondays, yeah.
that was a big seller, yes, but it also went to outlets too.
Yeah.
And sat.
Oh, it's because of the craftsmanship, and there was a slew of craftsmanship issues with those two.
Yeah.
And the quality of the leather, and there's like, you know, people get excited about glue stains and all that stuff, but like, if I show them a pair of OGs that had, they all had glue stains, they're
yeah.
made in by hands in factories, so.
Exactly.
Well, I can guarantee you that there are no more Jordan 3 True Blues or any colorway sitting on shelves right now.
No.
I think people are anticipating the difficulty of
yeah.
this release, the next releases, and they're like, well, I better stock up on what's available to me
yeah.
now
yeah.
before I catch some L's.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah. yeah.
I agree. And I think that a lot of those Jordan 3s before they went away for a little while, they all kind of sat around, like the wool,
mm-hmm.
wool 3s, wolf gray 3s.
Right.
What else? The True Blues, the, yes. What was that other one? It was
there
like
was a
Motorsport 3?
Motorsport.
There was like
no, there was, it was
Wolf gray 3s.
Sport Blue 3s.
Sport Blue.
Yeah.
And Wolf Grey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, those came out around
yeah,
the same time.
There were crimson threes, and there were threes. That was before they went away, but they all sat.
Yeah, they kind of
yeah.
flooded the market
yeah.
with a bunch
yeah.
of threes, and then they're like,
yeah.
okay, peace, we'll,
yeah.
we're out of here.
And I don't know why. I guess maybe now we're seeing why they kind of took them away from market, because they were going to hit 20. They knew they were going to hit 2018 big
yeah.
with the threes. So
exactly.
Maybe that's
point.
Why they
Good
took
point.
Away them for
yeah.
a couple of years.
Anniversary,
build the anticipation.
Too.
And,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Make a big splash in this pool of
exactly.
sneakers.
Yep.
So good job, Jordan Brand. You
yes,
affected
you.
At least these three people to
yep.
get together on
yep.
a random Saturday to talk about something that we were not a part of.
Right.
Yeah.
But like we saw on
yeah.
social media, we're like, what the heck?
Yeah. So, yeah. I think it was filtered through the social media, like you said, very well,
mm-hmm.
inviting the right influencers and
yep.
the right YouTubers, bloggers, stuff like that. And they really gave it to the world the way it should have been
yeah.
handed out.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Very
well done.
Yeah.
yeah, it was intense is a good word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Before we wrap things up, Sean, where can people find you on social media? Because everyone needs to follow Sean.
Yeah, you can find me at @scollard or at @scollard23 on Instagram or at OG Support Group.
Nice. And Chris, where can people find you as always?
At Christopher.chu.
You can get me at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sneaker Podcast. You can get us on Twitter, on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. You can get us on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play Music. We're pretty much everywhere that you can download a podcast. And we'll catch you back here next time. Sean, thank you so much for stopping
Thanks
by.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast, guys. Thanks
yeah,
very much.
I can't wait till next time.
Me too. Anytime.
All right, everyone. Have a great day. Later.
Peace.
Peace.